Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I have been remiss about mentioning a powerful little play that I saw at City Center, a smaller venue. It's called Daughter of the Wicked, written and performed by Shanit Schwartz. It's about her harrowing childhood in Israel and her journey later to find a missing sister who was kidnapped during the Yemenite missing children affair. This one is not for everyone, clearly, but as Schwartz told me, it does seem to be resonating with many immigrants who came to this country for freedom. And then there's another one-woman show that has drawn a lot of attention, this one on Broadway, and that would be Prima Facie, I hope I'm saying that right, starring Jodie Comer, the award-winning actress from Killing Eve on television, and for this show, in fact, in London. This play deals with sexual assault, and there is rarely a spare seat to be had. In fact, the show has just been extended 2 weeks. Very simply, the story deals with a competitive woman who loves being a barrister in London and is relatively unmoved by defending men who take advantage of women. "We don't call it losing, we call it coming in second," she says. The catch, of course, is she then becomes a rape victim and the plaintiff. And this is as much a screed, is that the right word? I think so, as a play. But it is hitting home, and not just with the weeping females in the audience. Jodie Comer gives a thrilling performance, doing the voices of all the characters, getting soaked in pouring rain. Sometimes the lighting and even word choices become a little too obvious. Look to your right, look to your left, as it becomes about us as much as it is about her. Well, subtle this play is not, but powerful it is. That one will surely be among the Tony nominees. Voters have turned in their ballots, and the nominations will be announced shortly. The Tonys, to be hosted again by Ariana DeBose, will be live from New York on June 11th. This year, there are some new rules in place, which likely don't matter to the public, but insiders consider relevant. One change allows members to still vote in a category, even if they missed one nominated show, one performance by a nominated actor or actress, and one creative element, like lighting or scenic design, per category. Now, that has partially to do with the fact that some shows closed ahead of schedule or had limited runs, like Into the Woods. There were also some questionable placing of actors in specific categories. For example, Sharon D. Clarke, who I and others believe should have been nominated for Best Actress in Death of a Salesman, was placed in the Best Featured Actress category. The same is true with Danielle Brooks of The Piano Lesson. Finally, there is the gender question, as in what category do you place a non-binary identifier? Well, a few actors have taken themselves out of the running due to that new reality. Predictions are fun, but usually wrong, in all fields, from sports to politics to entertainment. Nevertheless, let me throw out some performers I expect and frankly hope to see get the big nods. We'll see how I did next week. Best actor in a drama? This is a very tough one, but I'm going with Wendell Pierce, Death of a Salesman, Stephen McKinley Henderson from Riverside to Crazy, John David Washington from The Piano Lesson, Sean Hayes, Goodnight Oscar, and another Oscar, Oscar Isaac in the quickly staged for Broadway The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window. That's a strong group. Also in the running, though, are Marcel Spears and Fat Ham, and then a gang of duos, including Nathan Lane and Danny Burstein in Pictures from Home, Corey Hawkins and Yahya Abdul-Mateen in Top Dog Underdog, and Jeremy Pope and Paul Bettany in the collaboration. And then there is Jefferson Mays in A Christmas Carol. Hey, can you ignore someone who played 51 parts? Best actress in drama, this category feels too light and surely could have used Sharon Clarke and Danielle Brooks. For now, those who have to face Jodie Comer will likely include Jessica Chastain in The Doll's House, Laura Linney, and I think Jessica Hecht in Summer 1976, and Audra McDonald in Ohio State Murders. The fifth spot may go to Rachel Brosnahan in that Sidney Brustein's Window. Best actor in a musical has some big names in contention. We have Ben Platt in Parade and Josh Groban, Sweeney Todd. I can't imagine portraying Neil Diamond won't get Will Swenson a nod, but who knows? And Christian Borle and or J. Harrison Gee from Some Like It Hot could both sneak in. Best actress in a musical, the three who will be duking it out will be Anna Lee Ashford for Sweeney Todd, Michaela Diamond from Parade, and Victoria Clark of Kimberly Akimbo. Now, I should say I haven't seen the newest musical, New York, New York. It's had mediocre notices, but the leads in that could sneak in these categories. Anyway, as for what's coming to our stages, and a reminder of how long these things take to hit the stage, Harmony, a musical about a German singing group upended by the rise of Nazism, will finally open on Broadway this fall. That one has songs by Barry Manilow with his longtime collaborator, Bruce Sussman. The show, which the two men have been developing for more than 25 years, tells a true story of a sextet that ran afoul of the Nazi regime because the group featured both Jewish and non-Jewish members. The ensemble was called the Comedian Harmonists. They represent everything I love. They're a combination of the Manhattan Transfer and the Marx Brothers with complicated harmonies and funny as hell, said Manilow. When we dug into this, it just killed me. Why don't we know about them? Well, let me say that I saw a reading of that one at least 5 years ago. So these things do take dedication and patience. And by the way, I thought it was very good. Overall, the stage scene in New York is as packed and enthused as I've ever seen it. Lines are long, seats are mostly full. Times Square, frankly, is kind of a circus. It meets a zoo. But once you get inside those theaters, you will hopefully be transported. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.